Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin, the top line of Daf Ayin Amrav, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, which stated, Asar Yuchsin Olam Bavel, there were 10 levels or categories of Yuchsin that came up from Bavel with Ezra, and they included Kehanim Levim Israelim, Chalolim, which we already spoke about, and the Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah, Geirim V'Chariri, that it also included Geirim, as well as Avodim Kananim and Shivchis Kananis, were let out free and were now full-fledged Jews. And once again, the Gemara asked Minolan, what is the Makar that Geirim V'Chariri went up to Eretz Yisrael? And Amar Rav Chista explains the Amar Kra, as the pasuk states in Ezra, by Yoichlu bnei Yisrael hashavim me'agoyla v'chol hanivdol mitumis goya aretz aleim lidrash l'Hashem alakei Yisrael. After Klal Yisrael rebuilt the second base of Mikdash, it tells us that they went to bring the Karim Pesach, and it says that all of Klal Yisrael that came back from Golus at the time of Ezra, they ate from the Karim Pesach, as well as all that separated themselves from the tumis goya aretz, and they all now went to seek out Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Taisus Rashi explains that how do we know they're talking about both Geirim and Charuri? And Zakta Taisus Rashi midloy kamva nivdol el v'chol nivdol, since it says that all those who separated themselves from avodah zara, it's mashma the tree gavne avdol and anu kegoyin geiri v'charuri. Inami says goyah aretz mashma shnei inyanim, that since it says the term of goyah aretz, the nations of the world, therefore we see that we're talking about two different ideas. We're talking about geirim as well as those that became meshuchra. And the Gemara continues and quotes in the Mishnah another category that went up to Eretz Yisrael was mamzeri. And the Gemara asks Minolan, what is the makar that mamzerim came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel? The Siv, as the pasuk says in Nehemiah, Vayishba Sanballat Tacharani V'Taviyah Ha'Evet Ha'Moini, and this pasuk was prior to Ezra going up to Eretz Yisrael, and it tells us that by the time that Nehemiah asked Ayyavish, he should allow them to go and rebuild Yushlayim, and it tells us that Sanballat Tacharani and Taviyah, that was the Evet, that was the Ha'Moini, they heard this request of Nehemiah, and they actually felt that it was an improper request. And Lemaisa, we see that Taviyah was an Evet, the Siv, and then the pasuk says in Nehemiah in Paragvav, Ki Rabin Behuda Bali Shvu Aloi, that there were many people in Eretz Yisrael that were loyal to Taviyah because he was powerful. Ki Chasan Hu LeShechanya Ben Arach, and he was a son-in-law to Shechanya Ben Arach. And the pasuk continues, V'yoychanan Benoi Lachachas Bas Meshulam Ben Barachya, Taviyah's son Yechran got married to Meshulam Ben Barachya's daughter. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya that we see from this pasuk that Taviyah, who was an Eved, actually was in Eretz Yisrael, and he got married to a regular Jew. His son also married a regular Jew, and therefore their children would have been Mamzerim, and therefore we see that Mamzerim came to Eretz Yisrael. Gemara points out Kesava that this raya holds Avichavim ve'Eved habal Bas Yisrael havlab mamza, that if Avichavim or an Eved have a relationship with the Bas Yisrael, then that child would be a mamzer. Therefore, Taviyah's children and Yechran's children would have been mamzerim. And the Gemara now asks three questions on this raya. Number one, Hanich l'manda amar havlab mamza. This is very good according to the manda amar that holds that Avichavim ve'Eved habal Bas Yisrael, the vlad would be a mamzer. El manda amar havlab kasha, but according to the manda amar that holds that vlad is a kasha and not a mamzer. Ma'ik l'meima, then you don't have a raya that Mamzerim came to Eretz Yisrael. Vesu, and I'll ask you another question. How do you know that when Taviyah got married to the daughter of Shechanya ben Arach, or when Yochanan got married to the daughter of Meshulam ben Barachya, that they actually had children from that marriage, as maybe they never had children, and therefore they never had a child that was a mamza? Even though we've seen in the pasuk that Taviyah had a child named Yochanan, however, Lamaisa could be Yochanan was a child that was born from Taviyah from a marriage with another Eved, and how can you prove that Yochanan was a mamza? The Gemara asks the third question, even if you will prove in some way that Taviyah had a child or Yechran had a child and those children were Mamzerim, but Lamaisa, how do you know that Taviyah and Yechran had those children in Bavel and they came up to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe they actually had those children when they were in Eretz Yisrael and they never went to Golus Bavel. And as Rashi brings down, that it could be that Shechanya ben Arach and Meshulam ben Barachya were those people that stayed in Eretz Yisrael even after Churban Bayis Rishon, as we know that Gedalia ben Achikam was the governor of Eretz Yisrael after the Churban. Therefore, you can't prove from here that Ezra brought up Mamzerim from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And based on these questions, the Gemara now brings another raya. El Mehacha, the raya is from the pasuk in Nehemiah that states, "Ve'ila oilim mital melech tal charsha kruv adoin ve'imer v'layachlu lahag be'sabaisam v'zarim imi Yisraelim." The Gemara now explains the pasuk that these people came up from Bavel and they came from a place called Tel Melech. And the Gemara explains, "Tel Melech ilu bnei adam shadoyim masein lemaisis." The reason why this town was called a mound of salt because the actions of the people of the town were similar to the actions of the people of Stoim, and Stoim was turned into a mound of salt. And as Rashi says, that they did the action of Stoim, Shahim Megali Arayis, that they were Megali Arayis, Tichsiv, Royim Vichatoyim, Royim Begufim, Vichatoyim Bebemoinam. And the Gemara tells us in Mesechta Sanhedrin and Parachelik that the law in Stoim was that if someone hit a woman who was pregnant and caused her to miscarry, then the law was that they had to have the woman stay by them until they impregnate that woman once again, and therefore Harim Mamzerim Gabi Yisrael, we see from here, if they acted like the people in Stoim, therefore we see that there were many Mamzerim in Klai Yisrael, and the Pasuk says, Ve'ilu Ha'ilim, that they came up to Eretz Yisrael from Babel, and therefore we see that Mamzerim came up from Babel. The Pasuk continues and tells us that people came up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael from Tel Chasha, Zesh Shekariya Abba Ve'im Shaskasai, is referring to those people that they would call their father and their mother kept them quiet, and of course Loshon Chasha is like someone who's a cherish and can't speak. And this way we prove the second to last category of the Mishnah, Shtukim were amongst those people that came up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. And the Gemara continues to quote from the Pasuk, V'lo yachlu lahag b'savaisim v'zarim im Yisrael heim. Zehu Asufi, this refers to the last category of the Mishnah, and it's referring to those who were the Asufim, Shenesu ben Ashok, that they were gathered from the Shuk, and they did not know who their father was, and they also did not know who their mother was. And Rashi says that since the Pasuk says they did not know b'savaisim, that's referring to their fathers, v'zarim, that refers to their mothers. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Nehemiah told us there were people that came from the town of Krub, Adoyin, and Imer, and they came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara will now dash in the Lashon of Krub, Adoyin, and Imer, as if it says the Lashon of Kruv, which is like the Kruvim, which were type of Malachim. Adoyin is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Imer is like the Lashon of Omar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The Gemara will also say that's referring to a number, to a leopard, and that comes from the end of Adoyin and Imer, where the Nun and Imer go together, and it sounds like Nomer. Therefore we dash in that it's talking about a leopard, and the Gemara now explains two different drushes. Amar Avo, Amar Adoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, Ani Amarti Yu Yisrael Ufanei Cheshuvim Kekruv, I said that Klai Yisrael should be in front of me, Choshev, like the Kruvim, like the Malachim, Vehim Samu Atzmon Kenomer, and they made themselves like the leopard. Rashi explained, Kekruv, Kedeshim Kekruvi HaKadosh, Kechayis HaKadosh, Dechsevei Pnei HaKruv, and Kenomer Kechayizu, like this animal, the leopard, Sheina Makpedes, Bezug Chavrasa, and it's not Makpid, and it goes and has relationship even with the mate of its friend. Once again, we see that Klai Yisrael was not Makpid on Gila Arayis, and therefore there were many Mamzerim. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, others say, Amr Avo, Amr Oden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, Afu Pisha, Samu Atzmon Kenomer, that even though that they went and acted like a leopard, and they were Mizano, Hein Chashuvim Lefonai, Kekruv, that I still consider them as Choshev, as the Kruvim, and as the Malachim. And the Gemara continues, Amr Avo Bachana, Kol Nesi Isha Shena Genes Loi, Mayra Lava Kosa Kilu Chershul, Chol Ha'im Kuloi, Vizara Melech, the son has a greater Yichus, and he goes and has a marriage together with a woman that's not proper for him, even though this marriage was not done by Issa, still looked down upon, and therefore the Torah states that it's considered as if he plowed over the entire world and he planted salt. Shenem, as the Pasuk stated, and we see that when people marry people that were not hugging to them, then the Torah tells us it's considered as if they came from a pile of salt and from a pile which was plowed over. And the Gemara continues, if someone marries a woman that's not hug of him and he does it in order to receive money, as she has a wealthy family, and as we will see, he will actually not be able to keep the money and they will lose the money. And number two, he will end up, they will have children that are not hugging. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Isaiah, Bashem Bagadu ki banim zarim yaladu atu yechleim chedesh es chalkeim. Rashi explains, banim zarim me'isha psuloi, he got married to someone that was pasuk to him, l'shem mamon naspa, he only married her for her money, k'de messiah cry, as we see in the end of the Pasuk, yechleim chedesh es chalkeim, mamon shenasa l'shma, yechleim b'chedesh echad, and all of the money that he married her for will be lost and will be consumed in 1 month. The Gemara states, "B'shem Taima Mamon Polit," and if you will say that maybe he will save the money and he'll be able to at least have the money, even though he has children that ain't got him. Tamalayim, the pasuk states at the end of that pasuk, "After Yechlam Chaydish Chalkayim," that within 1 month he'll be consumed the entire chelik. B'shem Taima Chalkay V'lei Chalkay, and maybe we'll say that he will only consume his chelik but not her chelik. And as Rashi says, that even if he didn't have money, he received Nichsei Tzayim Barzal, which is considered the husband's, he will lose that chelik, but maybe he will not lose her chelik, which is the nichse mulug. And the reason why they won't lose her chelik is the hilav isura avda shechazul inasim yuchas, that lemaisa she didn't do an isa, as she was trying to actually marry up, and she was trying to marry someone that was more miyuchas for her, and therefore there shouldn't be a tain on her, and maybe she won't lose her money. And the Gemara tells us tamal loyma chal kahem, the Torah tells us that they will lose their chelik, meaning both his and her chelik. V'shem atayma lose mamruba, and maybe you'll say this will take a long time, but at least have enough in the money for a while. Tamal chaydish, that'll happen within 1 month. May mashmon, how do you see this from the pasuk? Aron nachmeitzok chaydish nichlus v'chaydish yetzer umainim oved. The 1 month will come in, and the same month will go out, and at that point, they will already lose their money. The Taz Rush points out, bereisha havel elameima yoytzei v'hodin nichdas el b'ham mekaymes yesh kitni azeh gabi yikonis adam mechitayv v'yetz mechitayv inami. The Rush says, as we did, hachikama mechnasas chaydish ad yitziyasai. The Gemara continues, v'amr rav avada v'amr la amr rav sala amr rav nuna kol neisi ish shenei genesloi eliyol kifase v'akadosh baruch hu reitzai. If someone marries a woman that's not on his level, then Elio will tie him up and HaKadosh Baruch will hit him with a strap. And as Rashi says, Elio Kaifsei, Halaika Bezin, Kaifti Shteyadu Bala Amid. As we know, if someone gets Malchus and Bezin, then they tie both of his hands onto the pillar of Bimsech's Malchus, Kaifti is Kaishrei, and Reitze Malkeo Biritua, HaKadosh Baruch will hit him with the strap. And the Gemara continues, Vitanim, we also learned in the Braiso, some Agaris, Vitanin Amihaki, Akulam Elio Kaisev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaisem, regarding all of the Kahanim Levim Yisraelim that marry people that are not on their stature, on their level, then Elio will write them down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sign and will seal it. Oyloi Lepaisel Zare, woe is to the person that passes the children, Lepaigan Mishpachtai, that causes the Pekaptus Mishpacha, Unleisi Isha Shein HaGerislai, and Elio Kaifdev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, and the Gra takes out these four words, and the Gemara continues and tells us a general rule, V'chol HaPaisel, if someone goes around and tells people that a certain person is puzzle, and he continues talking about other people in that manner, puzzle, therefore it must prove that he himself is puzzle, and therefore he doesn't speak about anyone in a positive manner. Shmuel says that the way that we have the klal, Rashi explains, Elio Kaisev might come of Azal, what the Gemara says, and continues, and then we have the parenthesis with some agaris, that he is not the same Elio that says in the Torah, and if so, then prior to Elio coming into this world, who was the one that tied the person up? And therefore Rashi explains, El Shem Malachu, this is the name of a Malach, Shu Sefer Maila, and he is the Sefer that is in Shemayim. And the Gemara now continues with a long story, there was a person that came from Adar, the Ol Beimet B'chai B'Pupadisa, went into a butcher in Pupadisa, Amaluhu, and he said to the people in the butcher shop, Havalu Bisra, give me Basa, Amulay, they said to him, Natar the Shokel, Shamid Rabbi Huda Bar Yecheskel, V'Nesev L'cha, then wait until your turn, and wait until the Shamas Rabbi Huda Bar Yecheskel receives his meat, and then we will give to you. Amman, he said, Man Yehuda Bash V'Skel, the Kadmali, the Shokel Mekamai, who is this Yehuda Bash V'Skel that is coming before me and takes precedence over me, that's taking his meat before me? Rashi explains that the Lashon Bash V'Skel is a Lashon Gnai, Gagrin Oichel Shvitzik Tzli, he was referring to Rabbi Huda as a person that was gluttonous, and he would eat a lot of roasted meat, Kadamim Psachim, Beimur Pesach Mitzrayim, Malim Lod Leishvitzki Avdinu, Beshem Rabbeinu Halevi, and this is Pshat I heard from Rabbeinu Halevi. The Gemara tells us, Ozlo they went, Amrulei to Rabbi Huda, and they told to Rabbi Huda what happened, and Shamte and Rabbi Huda put this person that came from Nadar in Chayim, Amru Ruggel the Kari Inshi Avdi, and then they told Rabbi Huda that he would call a lot of people Avadim, Achuz Leh the Avdu, so Rabbi Huda said, if he's calling people Avadim, it must be he's an Eved, and therefore he announced about this person that he's really Eved. Ozal who, Azmin Ladin Lakamid Rab Nachman, so this person from Nadar went and called Rabbi Huda by Yecheskel, who was the entire in front of Rab Nachman, who was the dying in the city, Isaac Piskud Azmana, so they sent out a subpoena and Azmana to Rabbi Huda by Yecheskel, who is the Stam Rabbi Huda Dam Meirah that we have in Shas, and Ozal Rabbi Huda Lakamid Rab Huna, so Rabbi Huda did not know what to do, if he should go to the Din Torah or not, and therefore Rabbi Huda went in front of Rab Huna, and Amalei, Ezel, should I go to the Din Torah or should I not? Is the priestess of my covet to go to a Din Torah to Rab Nachman? Because I'm really greater than Rab Nachman. Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rab Huna told Rab Huda, really, you don't have a reason that you have to go, Mishum de Gav Rabbat, because you're such a great person and you're greater than Rab Nachman. Elam Mishum de Kar de Bein Nasiya, Kum Zil, that Lemaisa, because of the covet of the house of the Nasi, you should go to this Din Torah, as Rab Nachman was the son in law of the Nasi. Ashi tells us that, first of all, you graded him, and you're the Rosh Yiva in Pupadisa, where the story was, Rab Nachman Reish Ben Adar, and Rab Nachman was Rosh Yiva in Adar, v'dayin l'Reish Kalusa, v'chasin ben Nasiya, k'tarmin bar v'aretiv, mishun Rab Nachman chasin ben Nasiyu, mizalz b'shmaitz Rab Echran. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Huda listened to Rab Huna, and also Ashkei the Ka'ovid Maika, and he went in front of Rab Nachman, and he saw that Rab Nachman was actually busy making a Maika, and he was actually building a fence on Malay. So Rabbi Huda said to Rab Nachman, how can you busy yourself by building a wall? But the Maisa Rav Huna by Edi said the name of Shmuel, keeping his mother Adam Panis al Tzibo, also Basis Malacha b'fei Shleisha. Once a person is appointed as a Panis on the Tzibo, then it's us of him to do Malacha in front of three people. As Rashi says, Shegnayu b'shiflus l'dor, Shekfufin l'zeh, She'in l'mishi yasu malachtai, that's a gnai for the dor, that they should see that their Panis is doing Malacha, and he doesn't have someone that could do the Malacha for him. What Demiri says, Shalei yuzaynu eini abriyas b'menu, derech hadyetis, that people should look at him as a hadit and as a worker, and they will look at him as one of them, and they won't be able to listen to anything that he says. The Gemara continues, that all I'm doing is making a small fence, and I'm doing this, and therefore I have a right to do Yudas on Malay. So Rabbi Yudas said back to Rabbi Nachman, Misanya Maika Dechsiba Raisa. Why do you use a Lashon Kundrisa, which is not a Lashon that says in the Torah, as the Torah calls it a Maika, a Mechitza Dam Rabbanan? Well, you should at least call it a Mechitza, because that's the Rabbanan's way of calling a fence. Rashi tells us, Kundrisa, Hainu Maika Be'echad Alashonis, this is the word that is used for Maika in one of the languages in the world. And Rashi says, Misani, Claim a Mechuy Vesani Lashon Torah, Veloshon Shabbat Adam Shatu Madaba, but in case Safa, why are you speaking in such a fancy language that people don't really speak? The contrary, Rabbi Yehuda was trying to show him that he shouldn't have called him to a din Torah, as Rabbi Yehuda is greater than Rabbi Nachman. The Gemara continues. Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Yosumara kapita, you should come sit on this bench and wait. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Umisani safsel dam rabbanan. That why is it hated to you, the lashon rabbanan, that they call it a safsel, they call it a bench, or itzba damirinchi, or the lashon that people call a bench and they call it itzba. Amalei, Rabbi Nachman continued and said to Rabbi Yehuda, Leichomara sringa, would you like to eat from an esrig? Amalei, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Hachi amishmuel kol im esrenga tilsubera misrucha. That if someone uses the term esrenga instead of using lashon esrig or esrega, is megala that a person is a third of balgaiva or esrig kidekari rabbanon, as you should call it esrig like the rabbanon call it, or esrega the amrinchi, or you should at least call it esrega like people say, and you shouldn't have called it esrega. As she says, tilsubera misrucha mitech sheshlish rucha gasahu mishana bedibure. Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, lishdi mar anbega, that you should drink anbega. Where Rashi says kaishu revius, this was a kais that was the size of revius. And they would drink out of this cup a certain type of drink that was drank in the morning. And this drink is called asparagus in Masechtas Brachos. Once again, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Nachman, "Me sonny asparagus to kuru rabbanon. Why don't you call it asparagus like rabbanon called it in Masechtas Brachos? I ampik the amri inchi, or you should call it based on the name that people call it, which is an ampik." And Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Tasi dunik teshkinon. Let my daughter dunik come in and give us to drink." Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Nachman, "Hachi amishmuel that Shmuel taught us imishdamshim beisha." They can't use a woman in order to do something which could lead to chiba. And the Gemara states, Rabbi Nachman said back to Rabbi Yehuda, but Tani, that she's only Ktana. And Rabbi Yehuda responded, Beferish on Shmuel, that Shmuel also addressed that, and he said, Eimishtam Shabisha Klau, Bang Gedola, Bang Ktana. And even though she's a Ktana, it's improper for her to come and serve us. And the Gemara says, Nishadli Masham Luta. So Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, while you're waiting, go and say hello to my wife Luta. On Malay, so Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Nachman, Hachia Mishmuel, that Shmuel taught me, Kobi Isha Erva, that even though she's only speaking and she's not singing, that if I have some sort of relationship with her, then that is also considered error. As she says, Shenem Hashmini is Koylech, Ki Koylech Arev, V'meshal B'shleima Teshiveni, and if I will ask her how she's doing, then she will respond to me. Potentially, that will create some sort of relationship between me and her. Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Efshali Dei Shliach, it's still possible for you to send the Shliach, send regards to my wife, and check out how she's doing. Since the Shliach is going and speaking to her, and it's not you directly, therefore it won't be a problem for you, and it won't be a problem for the Shliach either, because the Shliach is not doing something for himself, and therefore it won't create a relationship. On Malay, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Nachman, Hachi Yom Shmuel, that once again, Shmuel taught us that we continue on Daf Ayin Rav Beis, Ein Shalom B'Shloim Isha. And Rashi says, Shem M'tech Shil Shalom Yirugilim Zem Zeh Aydei Shlucham V'Yavol Dei Chiba, and even through a Shliach it will be Asa. So Rabbi Nachman once again said, Aydei Baila, I could go and ask her on your behalf. On Malay, he said, Hachi Yom Shmuel, Ein Shalom B'Shloim Isha Klal, that you can't ask about a woman even through her husband. And Rashi tells us, Shem Agaliba V'Daita Etzlai, because that will cause the woman to think about him, and will cause her to think about this man and think how nice he is that he sent her regards. Therefore, that is also asa. And the Gemara continues, Shochle debisu. So Yilta said to her husband Rab Nachman, Shorle tagre delenishvech kishar amaretz, that if you continue speaking to him, he's going to make you like a regular amaretz, and people will look down on you, and therefore make sure to take care of his dintari immediately. The Gemara continues that Rab Nachman listened to his wife Yalta, and Amalei, Rab Nachman said to Rab Yehuda, Mai shiyata demarhacha, why do you come over here, and what is the dintari? Amalei, taska that's munusa, shodemar basroi, that you sent me hazmana, and that's why I came to you in order to come to the din Torah. Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hashda shusa demar legamirna, taska hazmusum shadran olmar, how could I be that I would have sent you hazmana if I don't even know how to speak as well as you, and therefore I was not a chashv as you, and I should have sent you an hazmana? And the Mefarshim explained, either Rabbi Nachman forgot that he sent this hazmana, or the Safar the Dinah sent this hazmana, and Rabbi Nachman didn't even know about it. And the Gemara tells us, Apet diska hazmusum bechadia va'asilei, so Rabbi Yehuda took out the hazmana from his pocket and from his jacket, and he showed it to Rabbi Nachman. Amalei ha-gavra v'ha-diska, and Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Nachman, this is the person that you sent the hazmana to, and this is the hazmana that you sent. Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, ha-l v'asum alohacha, since you already came to Nadar, the shtoy milei k'hech le-lemi m'chav rabbana adari, so at least we should discuss what the din Torah is, and this way people won't say that rabbana are protecting each other, they will always judge each other favorably, and as Rashi says, le-mim that this person that brought the taina against Rabbi Yehuda was already there, and he already told Rabbi Nachman his tainus, and therefore Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, what is your defense, and what is your claim? And Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, my time is shamti ma'alahu gavra, why did you put this person into chayim? And Rabbi Yehuda responded, see shlich rabbanon, that he was mitzayim, my shliach, and that person is considered shluch rabbanon. Rashi says in Amal Aleph that there's a din that is based on the Gemara in Maseches Mayakotin, that minadim al kfeida rav. Rabbi Nachman turned to Rabbi Yehuda and says, v'nagbi mar, that you should have given makas madis, and you shouldn't have put him in chayim, to Rav Mangan, al mandim mitzayim shluch rabbanon. As we know, Rav would give makas madis to someone that was a mitzayim, the shluch rabbanon. And Rabbi Yehuda responded, the avminei of delay, the lemais, I felt it was proper to give him a class, as Rashi says, chamuri mena sisloi lekansai. And Rabbi Nachman continued, asked Rabbi Yehuda, my time achris maraleo, the abduhu, why did you announce about this person that he's an ebed? Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said, the ragel dekari inshi avdi, that we know that he was calling a lot of people avadim, v'toni, and we learned, kol apaisel pasel ve'in medab b'shvach leilam, that someone that is pasel, he's a person that tells other people that they're pasel, v'amishmuel b'mumu paisel, that kol apaisel b'mumu paisel. And Rabbi Nachman responded to Rabbi Yehuda, imed amishmuel l'meichishle, l'achuzele mi oma, although that Shmuel said that we have to be choishish, that this person is a pasel, and this person is an eved, but the maisa who said you had a right to be machriz and to announce it to the public. And the Gemara tells us that the hachi v'hachi, omel ahu badin al Rabbi Yehuda, that this badin said to Rabbi Yehuda, the di karis li avda, the asinim v'beis chashmenoi malka, that how could you even have the chutzpah to call me an eved if I come from the house of beis chashmenoi and I come from royalty? In parenthesis, we have a gersa, also hu badin min adoi, and l'chir, it doesn't make sense that we would actually say this parenthesis because it had to be that Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yehuda would not start a din Torah if the baldin was not in front of them. We also know that this maisa is actually occurring in Nador, as Rabbi Yehuda went to Rabbi Nachman in Nador, and the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda responded back to the Badin, as well as to Rabbi Nachman, that actually your claim actually proves my point, because, Hachi HaMashmuel, HaShmuel taught us, called Omer Beis Chashmenei Kasino, anyone that says that I come from the house of royalty, and I come from the house of Chashmenei, Avdu, he is certainly an Eved, and we will get back to this point in a moment. So Amalei, so this person said to Rabbi Yehuda, Le Sova Lamal, Hoda Amr Rab Abba Amr Avhun Amr Rab, Kolt Ha'am Chacham Shemir Alachu Ba, Im Koyde Maisa Amr Hashem Lai, Vim Lav In Shem Lai, if the Talmud Chacham passed something, and he did so before a story that came in front of him, then we will listen to that psak. But if he's saying so only in response to a story that's in front of him, we won't listen to him, as potentially he's saying it only based on his own negias, and really he didn't hear this halacha, and possibly it's not really a halacha that he heard. And on the way, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, Ha'ikar Rabbi Masna, the Koy Kavasi, Rabbi Masna also will be able to testify that Shmuel said this idea. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Masna lechazal Nador, tleis hashni, Rabbi Masna was not in Nador for 13 years, ha'hu yoyma also, and there was a siyata shmaya, that Rabbi Masna happened to come to Nador on that day. Amalei and Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Masna, "Dechir ma, my Amma Shmuel, do you remember what Shmuel said? Ki koi chodakara guda, when one of his feet were on the edge of the river, the chodakara amavra, and one of his feet was on the bridge or on the ferry." Amalei and Rabbi Masna responded, "Hachi Amma Shmuel, called the Amma Beis Chashmenei Malka Kasina Avduhu, that anyone that says that he comes from the house of the Beis Chashmenei, then he is an Eved. And the reason is because when Hurdus went and fought against the Beis Chashmenei and he killed everyone out from Beis Chashmenei, the Leishtavu Minayu Elahi Revisa, and it was only left over one woman that Hurdus wanted to marry in order to show that he's part of Klal Yisrael, the Salkala Igra V'ram Yekal V'Amra, and she went up to the rooftop and she lifted up her voice and said, called on Beis Chashmenei Ana, that if anyone ever says and claims that they're from Beis Chashmenei, Avdahu, that he must be an Evel, Naflam Igra, and then she dumped off the rooftop, Umisa, and she died, Achrizalea, the Avdahu, and therefore they went and announced about this person that he really is an Eved. Rashi explains, even though this was a long time ago, even though Hurdus was an Eved, but maybe his children went and married the daughters of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they were retiring themselves, and at least according to the Mandama that states before, that if a goy marries B'nai Yisrael, then the children are not Mamzerim, and they're kosher. Rashi states, "Umistama la B'nai Yisrael nasiv, the Zarim heim lahasi B'nai Yisrael la'avadim, v'havalu kulim avadim." Since Klal Yisrael careful not to marry off the daughters to Hurdus' family and to the Beis Chashmenei, therefore it must be that all the people that came from Beis Chashmenei or claimed to come from that family were actually avadim. Gemara tells us that once they said that this person was from Beis Chashmenei and he was an Eved, ha'hu yoyma akren kamek subasa ben adar, and that day, any man that was married into this family, they felt that it was a mekach tois, and therefore they weren't chayiv to give their wives a ksuba. And the Gemara tells us, ki konofik nafke basrei l'migmari, when Rabbi Yehuda wanted to leave Nador and go back to Pupadisa, so people from Nador were so angry at him, they wanted to go and stone him, amalu, and he said to them, ishtiku shtiku, if you keep quiet, then that's fine, be loy, and if you're not going to keep quiet, and you're going to try to harm me, maglino leichu, I will actually reveal about your families, hodam shmul, what Shmuel taught us, tati zureisa, ik ben Nador, there are two families in Nador, chodim ikrei de beyoyna, the chodim ikrei de beyovasi. One family is called the dove family, and one family is called the raven family. family v'simnech tamei tamei tar tar, that those that called beyina are tar, and those that called be'arvasi, which is a tamei animal, are tamei, and their yichus is also somehow tainted. And the Mashal explains, Rabbi Yehuda did not actually say over which family is tamei, which family is tar, and he didn't actually say the simon of the beyina and the be'arvasi, as otherwise they would have known already, and he wouldn't hold back anything, and it just means that the Gemara is telling us that this is actually the secret that Rabbi Yehuda had in the name of Shmuel, and the Gemara tells us, at that point, all the people took their stones and they threw it out of their hands and they threw it into the Narmalka. Because there were so many stones that were thrown into the Narmalka, the Kam Atma bin Narmalka, and the Narmalka was stuffed up. And the Gemara continues to discuss different Psuleim Yichus, Machas Rabbi Yehuda from Pabdisa. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda, who was from Pabdisa, actually announced in his own town of Pabdisa, Adav Yonison Avdi, that Adav and Yonison were Avadim, Yehuda Bat Papa Mamzera, and Yehuda Bat Papa is a Mamza, Bati Batuvia, Biramis Rucha, Loy Shakal Gita de Chirusa, because of his great gaiva, he didn't accept a shtas shichra from his master, and therefore he still is considered an eved. And the Gemara continues, Machas Rav Mechuza, Rav made an announcement in Mechuza, which is the town of Rav, Baloi Denoi, Taloi, Maloi, Zagoi, Kulum Lipsol, that all these names, either as Rashi says, are people, or at places, they all are puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda, Gavoi, Gavoi, Noi, the people that call themselves Gavoi are really from Gavoinim, and therefore they are considered Nesinim. Darinisa, Dari Nesinoi, it's a town that's called Darinisa, because over there was the town of the Nesinim, and once again they are Psulim as they are Nesinim. Rabbi Yosef, Hai Begupa, the Pabdisa, Kulum Abdi, this place called Bekuvi, which is close to Pabdisa, is a city that is full of Avadim. Gemara continues, Rabbi Yudah Mishmul, Rabbi Yudah said the name Mishmul, Abba Meis Avadim, there were 400 Avadim, Amrilan, some say Abba Lafim Avadim, there were 4,000 Avadim, Hayulay, the Pashcha Ben Ima, that were to Pashcha Ben Ima, and Rashi says that he lived in the time of Yirmiyah, and he was a Kohen, and the Kulum Nitmu Wukuna, and eventually they all married Kehanim, and as Rashi says, Nidmu, that he got mixed up together with the Kehanim, as Nasu Bedeis Kehanim, they married the daughters of the Kehanim, Shei Machzik and Atzman Bekehanim, as they were maxed themselves as being Kehanim, and Techshar Echlam Chuma, Machm Shaya Avdi Kehanim, as since the Avodim Kehanim could eat Chuma, therefore they were able to pierce themselves off as Miuchasim, and they were able to marry the daughters of Kehanim. They now got mixed up into Klai Yisrael, and we're not sure exactly as to who is a Kohen and who is an Eved. And the Gemara tells of the Chol Kohen Sheish by Azuponim, any Kohen that has Azuponim in El Mehem, it must be a sign that they come from these people. Amabaya, Kul Yasim Beshur de Ben Adar, that all of them live in one town and one street in Adar, who plagued Rabbi Elazar, and they're Chol Kohen Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, in Yisrael Kohen, Azuz Metzach, if you see a person that's a Kohen, and he has Azuz Metzach, and he is Azuponim, Al Tahara Achrab, you should not think that he has a Psul in his Yichush. Nem, as the Pasuk tells us in Hosea, Va'amcha Kemrive Kohen, that your nation are like Kohanim that fight a lot, and therefore we see that people that have Azuz Metzach are not necessarily Psul, as that is the Midah of Kohanim. And the Gemara continues, Rab Oven Barab Abda Rav, if anyone marries a woman that's beneath his status, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will eventually be made a love, then he will be made on all the Shvatim, but he won't be made on him, and he won't testify regarding that person. And then, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shesham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Ka Edus Yisrael Lahidus L'Shem Hashem, and the Gemara explains, I have Edus Yisrael, when will a Kadosh Baruch Hu testify for Klal Yisrael Bizman Shashvatim Shiftei Ka, when the Shvatim act like Shiftei Ka? And the Gemara continues, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu be mashu shishchina, a mashu el mishpachas miuchasu shibisol. And then, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, be'isahin um Hashem eil elakim l'chol mishpachas Yisrael v'heim ayuli la'am. And the Gemara explains l'chol Yisrael lo yinema. It doesn't say for all the Klal Yisrael, and instead el l'chol mishpachas. The pasuk says l'chol mishpachas Yisrael, and therefore we see it has to be a mishpachah that's miuchasus be Yisrael. And the pasuk in Yirmiyah states v'heim ayuli la'am. Am Rav Bar Avuna zu ma'ila yaseir yesh ben Yisrael l'geirim. This is a ma'ila that Klal Yisrael has over geirim. It says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be to us as a God, and then we will be for him as a nation. And by Gerim it says the opposite. We see when the Pasuk in the Cheskel talks about Klai Yisrael, it says that we will be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if we're not his nation, and even if we don't act properly. However, in the Gerim it says, those people that come towards me with their heart, and they come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because originally they weren't part of Klai Yisrael, then it is only after they act towards me as the nation, then I will be to them as a God. And Rashi says, once I bring them close, and the Gemara continues, Gerim as beer to Klai Yisrael, as if they were tziras, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that the Gerim come close and they join together to Klai Yisrael, the Pasuk Pasha Pshat is that they will cleave to Klai Yisrael. However, Ksiv Hachav Nisbechu V'Ksiv Hasam will say Isos Vapachas, that since over here use Lashim Nisbechu and B'Negei Tziras, we use Lashim Sapachas. Therefore, we learn out that Kashim Geir Yisrael K'Sapachas, and Rashi explains Kashim Geirim She'in and Zehir B'Mitzvahs, because they're not as careful in the mitzvahs as Klai Yisrael. V'Hargilim Etzlam Nimshachim Etzlam V'Leimim Menaseim, and if someone goes and attaches himself to Geirim, then they will actually learn from them, and they will also not do the proper things. Taisus brings a few other pshatim. Taisus says V'Yish M'Farshim D'Kashim Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in 24 different places that we should not cause pain to a ger, and it's impossible that we won't be mitzar a ger, that was caused us great oinshin. And Taisa then continues, as because of the gerim, the Yisraelim have to be in galus, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, in order that we should go and increase our numbers by bringing gerim together and bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taisa states v'lein here that this pshat doesn't make sense, as l'maisa our Gemara is not talking about gerim before they become gerim, and we're talking about gerim even after they become gerim. And therefore, Taisa brings from Avram Gera that he was mefarish l'fishar gerim bekim b'mitzvahs, and we daken b'hem that since gerim are actually bekim b'mitzvahs and they're more careful with them even more than Klai Yisrael, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at Klai Yisrael and say that we see these gerim that come into Klai Yisrael, they're even more careful than you. This will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring other ancient on Klai Yisrael, and then Taisa brings Feneri the Lefika Kashim Shenitmu Bisrael, because they will go and join together with Klai Yisrael. Vein Hashchina Shaira El Al Mishpach Miuchases V'Cheinira De Mishum Hachim Aisi Had Rab Chelboy Al Ha Milsed Rab Chama Baruch Nina. And that's why it makes sense. This is brought at this point of the Gemara, and the Gemara continues. Om Rab Chama Baruch Nina Kesha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitar Shvatim Lo Asid Lava. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to be Mitar the Shvatim and to take away anyone that's not a Miuchas from the rest of the Shvatim, Shifta Shalevi Mitar Tchila, he will begin with the Shevet of Levi, and specifically from the Kohanim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Imalachai, V'yoshim Mitzar, from Mitar Kesef, V'tiyas B'nei Levi, V'zika Koysam, Kazov V'chakesef, V'hoi L'Hashem, Magishim Mincha, B'tzdaka. And the Pasuk tells us that the Malach that will come out, that will cleanse the Psulim, and take them out of the Kshirim, and tell us exactly which Kohen is really Miuchas, and which is not, he will be Mitar the B'nei Levi, and he will cleanse them just like gold and silver. And at that point, they will be able to serve at Kadosh Baruch Hu, and since at that point, they will be 100% pure, therefore they'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring their minchais and their kabanis properly. Gemara continues that although we just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify all of Klai Yisrael and will actually tell us that who are the people that are tar and who are the people that are not kasha, Rabbi Shulman Levi, Kesem Matar Mamzerim, Rabbi Shulman Levi argues, and he says that through money, people that were Mamzerim were able to be Matar themselves and they were able to marry into Klai Yisrael. And he learns this from the same pasuk in Malachi, V'yoshim Mitzarev Matar Kesef, V'taris Blei Levi, V'zikar Yisam Kazov V'chakesef, V'hoi L'Hashem Magisha Mincha B'Tzdaka, and as the Gemara now explains, my Magisha Mincha B'Tzdaka, and Amram Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak explains, Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with great tzedakah towards Klai Yisrael, Shemeshpacha Shenitmar Nitmar, that once it's a Meshpacha that joined Klai Yisrael, and they were mixed into Klai Yisrael, and were not certain if they were Tamei or Tar for many generations, then La'asad Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not separate them, and he will allow them to still remain part of Klai Yisrael. And although Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina learned the Lashon Matar, that he's actually going to cleanse Klai Yisrael, and he's to take the Psulim out of Klai Yisrael, but as Rashi tells us, Rabbi Shulman Levi Svilei Hai Mitar Lab Mavdu Psulein Kama El Mitarim Umachshirim Kulam, and we will stop over here.